You want to read with us this morning? Going to read some from Exodus, the 11th chapter. 11th chapter in the book of Exodus. Very familiar scripture. We're going to start with the first verse, not with 10 verses. We're going to read them all. It says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards he will let you go hence. When he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out hence altogether. Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. And Moses said, Thus saith the Lord, About midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt. And all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beast. There shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue, against man or beast, that ye may know how that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. And all these thy servants shall come down unto thee, unto me, and bow down themselves unto me, saying, Get thee out, and all the people that follow thee, and after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. And the Lord said unto Moses, Shall not hearken unto you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of his land. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the 11th chapter of the book of Exodus. You pray for us for just a minute. We might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Just do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. Very familiar scripture, we've already said. And the scripture says here in the very first verse, he said, And the Lord said unto Moses, Yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh. We know that Moses was down in the land of Egypt and how the Lord took him and he scattered him out of Egypt. And he held him 40 years over on the backside of the mountain of God. The Bible said that he kept his father-in-law's sheep. Y'all know the scripture. And then how the Lord appeared unto Moses and he told him that he had heard the cry of his people. That is going to send Moses down in Egypt and there to deliver them. And there was many things that Moses was able to do concerning the plagues that come upon Egypt. And a lot of those plagues that so-called that were done the magicians and the people of Pharaoh could do some of the same things. The Bible says that after each plague that how the Lord had hardened the heart of Pharaoh. The Bible says and teaches us, there's a verse over in the book of Hebrews, it says, harden not your heart as they did in the day of provocation. Brethren, there's something about a hard heart. Now, that's not what I'm going to preach on, but I just want you to realize, you might say, preacher, I don't see how that it was that the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. Well, to begin with, this Pharaoh had a hard heart. He started out with a hard heart, and all the Lord done was just enhance that hardened heart after each plague. And the Bible says that the very first thing that when Moses come to Pharaoh, he asked, he said, let my people go that we might worship the Lord. And Pharaoh would not let them go. It come down to this one more plague. And the Bible says that he had already told Moses and got the children of Israel, my friend, in the place that they ought to be. He said, I want you as the children of Israel to take a lamb and slaughter it and burn it and eat it behind the doors. And he says, you take the blood and you put it on the door lintel and on the post. And you go in and shut the door. Brethren, and get behind the blood. The scripture says, my friend, that that was for the reason of the death angel passing through the land. Bible says here that he cried out and he said about midnight. About midnight, my friend, was when this death destroyer come through the land. Now I want to talk to you just a little bit this morning. You might think, well, preacher, that don't mean a lot to me. They sang a song. I think it's Sunday Drive that sings it. And the title of it is 1159. 1159. My friend, if you're here and you're hearing the sound of my voice, you could very well be in the hour 11:59. Brethren, when the midnight cry began, when the cry went out, when the death destroyer come through the land, he said it was about midnight. My friend, don't wait too late. Yeah.
you trying to steer us? Brethren, there's a lot of them, and I venture to say, my friend, there's a lot of them in the cemetery. Brethren, that if you could talk to them, they'd tell you that, my friend, it ain't worth it to wait and to put off the calling of God today. The children were warned. Bible says that they wasn't even a dog, my friend, wagged his head against the children of Israel, but upon the Egyptian, brethren, a cry was going to be given. A cry. You might think today, well, preacher, we got plenty of time. There's nothing written in stone, my friend, that you'll be here tomorrow.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
Bible says, my friend, that about midnight the death destroyer come. And he said he went through the land from Pharaoh's house all the way down. Think about it. You say, preacher, I'm ready. You know, they've got these vehicles. I'm not used to all the newfangled things, my friend. I got in one the other day, and I turned the switch, and it never did crank. It never did.
Bless the Lord.
Just sit there. I got out. I went into the shop there and I said, what's wrong with this vehicle? Brand new. They said, what's it doing? I said, it ain't done nothing. They said, just mash the gas.
Yeah.
I happened to look while I was driving that thing. It had a little green light down there. It said, ready. It was ready, my friend, and I didn't know it.
Yeah.
Brethren, it's going to be something for folks. Brethren, when God calls, you better be ready.
Yeah.
You better have the light on.
Yeah.
You better be charged up.
Yeah.
Fight up with the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Ghost is going home, my friend. One way or another. One way or another. You say, preacher, God ain't going to send me to hell. He don't send anybody to hell. Brethren, and you go there, you'll go there even as an intruder. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. And the Bible says that if you climb up any other way, the same. Folks, I want you to know this morning it's 11:59.
Yeah.
It's 11:59 in somebody's life.
Yes.
Brethren, you don't have to be all cowed down when the Spirit of God comes around.
Amen.
You ought to be ready. Ready. Glory to God. If you ain't ready, folks, get ready this morning.
Yeah.
Cries going out. The midnight cry. That death destroyer, my friend, when the Bible says that when he came, when God sent him, he said, when I Saved. You say, preacher, that don't matter today. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I sang the song this morning, my hope.
Amen.
It's in the blood.
Amen.
The blood. Thank God that blood has to be applied to the heart this morning.
Amen.
You get it applied to the heart, my friend, that death destroyer ain't gonna touch you. Ain't gonna touch you. Under the blood. There's a fount filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins that if the sinners would plunge beneath that blood, brother, they'd lose all their guilty shame. A fearful thing, folks, to be living in 1159.
Yeah. 1159.
Creeping up on you. Moving in on you. Brethren, I don't think there's a worse fear in this world, my friend, than you dying without the Lord. And knowing that death on your trail.
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't believe there's anything, brother, that's any worse than that. Don't you know how you felt before you got saved? Tremble.
Yeah.
Tremble. Brethren, God got your attention. And folks, if you don't receive it, you're going to wind up dead, my friend. And never die. There's some things the Bible says in the book of St. Luke, my friend, that there's a beggar that died and was carried. And there's a rich man that died and was buried. He just wasn't buried. They said he is buried and he lifted his eyes in hell, being in torment. Folks, 11:59, midnight calling. Did you know that? These folks, my friend, waiting on a trumpet to sound. These folks, my friend, waiting to hear a little trumpet or to hear a little voice. My friend, if God's spoken to you, that's the voice that you'll hear. You better heed it.
Amen.
You ain't going to make it. You ain't going to make it. You say, preacher, we had such a good service last week. Here you are preaching a message like this. I want you to know something. I want you to hear, thank God, the glory, hallelujah, bells, my friend.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
I want you to hear them voices. Thank God that it ain't bad to hear.
Yeah.
Sang that song, voices. Voices. I hear voices far off somewhere calling me.
Yeah.
Glory! Glory to God! It ain't bad to hear some things.
Amen.
It ain't bad to hear the sound of music. I thought as Terrence singing that song, Hope. I've got a hope.
Amen.
Not just in this life. Paul said if he had a hope in this life only, he'd be of all men most miserable. Folks, that hope goes beyond the call. If you'll heed the call, if you'll answer the call, my friend, it'll carry you. It will not leave you today.
Amen.
Midnight. About midnight. Bible says over the things in the book of Acts, my friend, that they was, Paul was preaching. And the Bible says that it started that morning and it preached all day on into the night. The scripture says about midnight as a man fell out the window.
Thank you, Lord.
Third story. They went down to get him, my friend. They said he was a dead man. While Paul was preaching, he heard about this man, went down, and he took care of him.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. And the Bible says that they continued on at a house, my friend, there, and he began to preach on. And he preached till morning. Thank God that dead man was out there listening to him. I've always said, you've heard it, no doubt many a time, that man fell out the window because he was leaning that way. If it had been laying toward the inside, he might not have fell out dead. But listen, these folks, and it's just this real, folks.
Yeah, bless him, Lord.
Brethren, the way you're leaning, my friends, how you going to wind up?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Bible says that a tree shall fall, my friend, to the north or to the south. I don't know your heart this morning.
The
Bible also says, my friend, in the book of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, that the kingdom of heaven is like unto 10 virgins. He said 5 was wise and 5 was foolish.
Yeah.
And folks, them that had oil in their lamp was the wise. Sir, them that had no oil in their lamp, my friend, was foolish.
Yeah.
And the scripture says about midnight a cry went out. Go ye out to meet him. Go ye out to meet him. Did you know it ain't bad to meet the Lord if you're ready?
Yeah.
You
know? Amen.
It's no great big thing, my friend, to meet the Lord face to face if your heart is where it ought to be.
Amen.
The Bible says that when that cry went out, that those that was foolish rose up. And they said, give us your wool.
Yeah.
You know what? That tells me they know they didn't have no wool.
Yeah.
They know they wasn't ready. The scripture says that the 5 wise told them, said, we just got enough for ourselves. Says, go out there and buy.
Yeah.
What it says? The Bible says when they went to buy, the bridegroom came.
Yeah.
He came. believe, I really do. I believe a person can get saved, my friend, but only when the Lord is dealing with him. Only.
Amen.
Brethren, if God's dealing with you, you've got an opportunity, brethren, to be saved this morning.
Bless him, Lord.
I have heard, and I've heard with my own ears, men in the altar, my friend, are crying out to God for God to deal with them.
Yeah, bless him.
To deal with them. Preacher, I don't know about that. Well, they was fine, not for no reason. They was fine just because they thought, Brother God had cut them off, my friends. That's a terrible feeling.
Yeah.
You know that? That's a terrible feeling, my friend, to have a thought that God had cut you off and wouldn't hear you. We had in our Sunday school this morning, and we made mention about those prophets of Baal, and those prophets of the grove. They cried out to Baal. They believed in Baal. Why is that, preacher? Because Baal was a dead god.
Amen.
He couldn't hear. He couldn't speak. He couldn't help you. He couldn't save you. Oh, Isaiah told him over in one place, he said, you go now to your monthly prognosticators. He said, go to that of your wizards. He said, you see if they can deliver thee. Isaiah knew that they wouldn't but one God. And they wouldn't. And they still ain't. We ain't raised us up another God. We ain't, my friend, no, sir. I'm happy to tell you this morning, brethren, that God's the same today as he was yesterday.
You know what?
I have driven for years and not needed spare tire, have you? I think I told you about the one I was trying.
Bless him.
It's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But listen, folks, Jesus is more than a spare tire.
Amen.
He is. Brethren, he. I'm just going to use it like this. Yes. Brethren, he's my go-to. Yes, sir. It don't have to be a dread. Going back to our Sunday school, there's a lot of things about Elisha. When Elisha started following Elijah, brother, it had already been noted and proclaimed that the Lord was going to take Elijah. And the sons of the prophets went out there and told Elisha, said, "Don't you know that the Lord's going to take Elijah today?" It was known. Yes, sir, it was known. He tell him, he said, "Just keep quiet. Just keep quiet." Brethren, during the course of that day, they crossed Jordan. Folks, the Bible says the chariot of the Lord.
Yeah.
And a whirlwind come down. It took Elijah. Yes, sir. And his mantle fell back to Elijah. Huh? You think Elijah shouted? Huh? I think he's ready to go. Don't you? Yes, sir. You get somebody ready to go, my friend.
Yeah.
You say, "Preacher, what do you mean?" Yeah. I got news for you. I'm prepared. Yeah. And I am. I'm prepared. Thank God. And I'm ready when God gets ready.
Amen. Amen. Bless
the Lord. My mother got down. And she was rich. She had told the girls 2 or 3 months before that, she said, "I'll not see my 81st birthday." Of course, that just tore them girls all pieces. She knowed something there. She knowed something. She wasn't that bad of shape when she told them. But she just continually went down and down. Her birthday's the 23rd, 24th, one of the two, May. May the 23rd, 24th, might have been 24th. She died on 9/9. I'm going to be honest with you. I hate to lose my mother, but I want you to know I've heard that woman shout. Sir? Yes, sir. I know where she is headed. Huh?
Amen.
I know she is rich.
Yeah.
Huh?
proven.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Amen.
It's proven. That been proven to you?
Yeah.
Hey, somebody said here this morning that midnight scared them to death. Midnight. The midnight cry. I can't remember the big group name that sang that song. Bill Kenneth Self sang that song, and it ain't nobody touching. The midnight cry. I'm going to tell you something. When that death destroyer come through Egypt, they, I guarantee you, there wasn't no cry that ever been made. That's what he said. There's none that ever been made like that. There was not a house in Egypt that there was not weeping. Not a house. Can you imagine? First one, not that little child. Not that little child. In my household, it's been me. You hear me? I'm older than my two sisters. I was the first one. You hear me? It wasn't that fast out there. It just been more than 2 or 3 days ago. It's that my friend that probably the apple of their eye. That one, they fell a little more closer to. Yes, sir, it took a little bit more time with it.
Huh?
Had some interest in it. Yes, sir. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I'm going to tell you something, folks. It ain't no easy thing, and it ain't no pretty thing to preach a funeral over them, my friend. You are not leaving a preacher in that situation. Glory! You are our testimony. Thank God you name of Jesus. He's my King and reigns forevermore. He's my King. Get a verse of the song. That's going to be the message. I don't know this morning your heart. I don't know what you're holding on to. I'm going to say this. You can hold on to church membership all you want. Thank God! know what he does? He says, Father,
I'm going to tell you something. When God dealt with my heart, I never did like preaching. When he dealt with my heart, I never did like preaching. I didn't like the feeling of the tone.
Hey! Nothing else in this world. Nothing else been made. Nothing else been given. God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He gave his Son that me and you might have life and might have it more abundantly.
Church hymnal at the bottom.